We received information from a local organization working in the field at the border with Angola and the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These unconfirmed sources were talking about under 50 people were being very badly treated by some people in Angola. Some women were raped that lasted approximately 2 weeks. These women were kept in a prison together with men and also children for 2 weeks. And then they were repeatedly raped, not only women, but also men and minors. We also got the information that two women were raped by 10 men for all the duration of the time they spent in prison. We are very concerned that this situation will be repeated again.
You're saying that Angolan authorities were responsible for this. Can you be more specific? I understand the people who were victims used this term, Angolan authorities. Any idea who this was?
Well, this is unconfirmed. What sources say on the field is that people were reporting to have been victims of these human rights abuses by Angolan authorities. This is something we cannot confirm, of course. Officially, we cannot say that this is something they have done it. The most important concern is that the humanitarian situation of these people. So we are concerned about the possible new wave of expulsions that they can take place in the next weeks. So we are looking closely into this situation. There are humanitarian organizations who are ready to be deployed to go there and do assessment mission in order to assess the gravity of the situation and start supporting these people with food, with clothes, and also with drugs. So these people have arrived in a very deplorable condition, and by now only a few organizations, local organizations, are supporting them with psychological support at the hospital and with medicines and with food. More people could come. We don't know yet how this situation will develop. There might be more people coming in the next few days. Or it might be just one-off, and we hope that this is the case.
Now, there's word that at least 3 people died during this incident. Is that the latest figure? Can you confirm?
Yeah, that's true. We got information that 2 men died following the torture they've been victim of, and also 1 woman as well. Also, another woman, so in total would be 4, another woman died. She was age 27. She died after being raped by some men. We don't know the number exactly of the men, but our local sources were talking about rape carried out by 10 men.
Did they escape? Were they let go? How exactly did they cross back into the DRC?
First of all, they were kept prisoners for 2 weeks in a prison in Angola. And then they were, according to these unconfirmed reports, they were released and they were forced to work for approximately 180 kilometers into the bush with no food, with no kind of assistance. Just the local population were giving them some basic facilities in order to support them. And they reached the border of the Yassin Temple, which is southwest of the Bandundu province, where they were starting receiving assistance by this local organization.